want to talk, okay? Quietly, just the two of us. Calm down. I'm not going to hurt you. If I take my hand away, don't scream, okay? Okay?
Martin!
Cathy, you've got to listen to me, will you?
No!
I am your mother, Cathy. I'm your real mother.
You're not. You're a nutcase. Mom!
Ask your dad.
Mom, help! She's in here!
What the hell are you doing, Virginia?
She's trying to suffocate
me. Cathy, please.
That's it. I'm in the hospital.
Oh, no, you don't, Philippa.
Stay there. Frank, ring the number I gave you.
Out of my way, Philippa.
Frank, stop her.
And Philippa goes after Virginia, and I don't know what to do. So I stay where I am, feeling really weird inside. And I look under the sheets, and there's blood everywhere. I know I'm not dying or turning into a werewolf or anything, because it's worse than that. I'm turning into them. And I lie awake, trying to stop myself changing. And when I go to sleep, I dream about blood. I'm in a sea of blood, and it's all mine. Next day, I sneak out of the house before school, so I don't have to see or talk to any of them. And things are just the same outside, but different. The streets are empty, like all the people died, or they were never really there, only in my head. I'm all alone like Jamie Lee Curtis in Halloween, wondering where the psycho is. Virginia's hair's everywhere. There's a crazy look on her face, and she's got me by the wrist in this mad woman's grip.
They got a doctor in.
Good, you need one. Let go, will you?
But I wouldn't go with him, so this morning they called the police and tried to keep me there till they came. But I ran away, Cathy.
Oh, God. I had to leave the baby, so she's got him now, and you've got to help me get him back before it's too late.
Why should I? You're a loony.
And I open my mouth to scream, but stop when I see she's got a carving knife in her hand. And this gives her time to tell another totally loony story.
Your dad married Philippa because she was just like his mother, except twice as mad, Cathy. She controlled him just like her, except worse.
I'm not listening.
But she couldn't have children, and she was desperate for them, and she blamed it on your dad.
I can't hear a word.
She said it was him who couldn't make babies, but it was her. She's infertile, but she won't accept it, so she's made his life a misery, which was why he turned to me and got me pregnant. But I got bad postnatal depression, and then Philippa claimed it was hers and forced your dad to say it was too. And they both kept telling me it wasn't my baby over and over till I had another breakdown. And she kept visiting me in hospital saying you were hers. Till what with the drugs and everything, I started to believe her. But as soon as I got better, I knew I had to get away. But after that, well, I heard that she'd gone.
You came back, right? And you saved Dad, la-di-blah-di-blah. So why didn't you tell me you were my real mum before now, Vina?
Because your dad didn't want me to.
Sure.
He said you were too young to understand, and in any case, Philippa had just disappeared, and you were really upset, but it was actually because he didn't want you to know what he'd let Philippa do to me.
I don't believe a thing you're saying.
Your dad's a very weak man, Cathy.
No, he's not.
And it's Philippa who's insane, not me.
Oh, shut up!
Nathan's not safe with her.
You're mad, and that's it, okay?
You've got to go back and save your baby brother, Cathy.
He's only my half-brother.
Do you want to see your birth certificate, Cathy? I've got it here.
No!
Then I kick her in the shins and run to the house.
Get Nathan and bring him here. If you don't, and she does anything to him, I'll come back and I'll kill her, Cathy.
What's wrong? Why are you at school?
Cathy! I go into Dad's office and put the lock on.
Dad?
And I tell Dad what Virginia said.
Dad, listen.
And that I want to know the total truth.
What are you doing? Dad? Dad, look at me. Daddy?
Cathy, open this door!
And I wait for him to say something. But he just keeps on typing and muttering. And there's piles of paper on the floor and more spewing out of his printer.
Cathy, did you hear me?
And I look at what he's printing off, and all the sheets have got the same two words on them over and over.
Monstrous mother, monstrous mother, monstrous mother, monstrous mother, monstrous mother.
Dad, what are you doing?
Got to get it finished, Cathy.